The think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, formerly the Business Roundtable, has published a report card on key election issues. Its New Zealand by Numbers data report says we're performing well in economic growth, formal education, road safety and general health, but failing in housing affordability, obesity, sexual crime resolution and youth unemployment. The New Zealand Initiative's chief, executive director, Oliver Hartwich, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn.
Looking at this report, change is one of the big themes, I guess, and the most visible part of that is population. We're older, we're less religious, but we're more multi-ethnic than ever before, with higher number of immigrants.
Yes, that's a big theme of the report, and our first chapter deals exclusively with the population changes. For a start, the population has been growing basically for all of New Zealand's history. We had about 600,000 people in the 1880s. We're up to 4.5 million people today. And the composition of the population has changed quite dramatically as well. As you mentioned, the population is less religious than it used to be. In the 1930s, only 0.3% reported having no religion at all. Today, that's 35%. But it's also more diverse. We have more ethnic communities. We have more Asian communities in New Zealand. So that's definitely changed. And we're getting older. So the median age has risen quite dramatically to 37. But we can reasonably expect that to go even higher in the future.
Well, does this link to one of your other issues, which is housing affordability? We've got a greater population. We have more immigration. Some political parties have been linking these things with foreign investment and with shutting New Zealanders out of the housing market. Do you see a link there?
Yes, certainly there are links, but I would also say that, of course, New Zealand has been growing for as long as it's existed, really. So, therefore, change is in our nature, and we have been able to deal with this change. So I wouldn't really want to panic really too much about the forecast population change. What I would say, though, is that we're not building enough, and we know that we've got an aging population. And if you look at countries around the world with a similarly aging population, an aging population usually means that we have smaller households. When the kids have moved out, when people live alone, and that means even for a stagnant population, you would need more houses to house it. But we, of course, know that we have an aging population that's also growing, and therefore I think our current building rates won't do.
Now, we had the Prime Minister on this program, it was a month or so ago, denying there was a housing crisis in New Zealand. Is there a housing affordability crisis?
Well, I'm not really sure I would find anybody else denying that there is a housing affordability crisis apart from the Prime Minister. I think we certainly do have one, and it's certainly quite present in places like Auckland. We have a median house price to median income ratio of about 8, and by international standards, the measure for affordability is about 3. So certainly we've got an affordability issue.
And what about the number of people who are actually able to buy their own home? I heard one politician claiming it was the lowest rate since about the 1950s. Do you have the numbers on that?
No, I don't have precise numbers on that. And I think it really depends on what you measure, because you also have to take into account, of course, that we are currently dealing with very low interest rates. So that helps affordability. But altogether, these interest rates, they will return to normal levels at some stage. And then I think the housing affordability crisis will become even more visible.
But do you think the major factor is supply? We need to build more homes.
Yes, definitely. And if you're looking back to the 1970s, in the 1970s, we typically delivered about 36,000 units to the market per year. That's dropped to about 15,000. And that at a growing population, at an aging population, at a population that's living in smaller households. So we really have to get the numbers up to where they were in the 1970s.
Just finally, I don't see child poverty here as an issue you've identified. Is that an election issue in your view?
Well, I think we have to be concerned about that, but I think we have to take an even longer perspective on all of these issues, and that is we need an educated population to really perform well in the 21st century. Because one of the things that the report makes quite clear is that the nature of the jobs of our jobs in the economy is changing. So we used to have a lot more manufacturing jobs. The job profile is shifting towards a services-oriented economy, and in order to make that work, you need a population that is extremely well-educated and highly skilled.
Oliver Hartwich, the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative, thank you for your time on Morning Report this morning.